Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was the mirror a portal? Was it haunted? Was the mirror causing all of the problems in the apartment?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? Because we would love to hear it. You can call it in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy, you and I have talked about, over the years, mirrors and how, and I think it kind of goes back to when we were kids, and I always had this weird feeling like something was going to come from behind me when I was looking in the mirror.
I always felt like there was something back there. Like, you know, I was really good at brushing my teeth, looking down into the sink.
Mm-hmm. So there's this thing about mirrors, and especially, you know, and that was a long time ago. So those are old mirrors, but you know, like having an antique mirror in my house. Oh no. I don't know. And there's something about all the people maybe who have looked into it over the years. I don't know what it is, but it kind of creeps me out. And this story
Alice through the looking glass thing, right? Like you could step through this looking glass into this whole other dimension thing. There might have even been a Twilight Zone that I watched as a kid that probably flipped me out. But because it seemed like there was a Twilight Zone about a mirror.
And it's a thing, too. You know, they say there are mirrors that are kind of a portal and that there's a way, you know, if you put your finger on it, if there's a space between the reflection, then it's a haunted mirror or something. I don't know. This one is really, really creepy. Okay. So in 1991, I was a corporal in the Marine Corps, counting down the last 6 months of my tour of duty at Camp Butler on the island of Okinawa. Being an NCO, I managed to get my own room. Although it was made for two people, the room was small. When you entered, there was a wall locker, then a bunk on either side, and on the far wall was a desk, a small fridge, and an end table situated near a window. Hanging on the wall above the bunk on the left of the room was an old, large mirror in a strange-looking, heavy wooden frame. I took the bunk on the right.
Oh no.
And having a mirror above a bed, like, that's just weird to me. A mirror, you walk up and you look at yourself, so you kind of want it on a wall that you can walk up to, right?
There are people that enjoy having them above their beds, and we're not even going to get into that.
Different kind of
podcast, you guys. Right. You just go down to the other end of your dial and get that one. But I think this one, I just cannot imagine at night, you know, if there was just a little bit of light streaming in your room, looking up into a mirror.
Not to mention that mirror would be heavy, and then I would lay there and go, is that mirror going to fall on me?
Oh.
Because that could happen.
So many possibilities that could happen. With this. Yeah.
Having recently been promoted, most of my friends were of lesser rank than me, and I let them hide in my room whenever they needed to shirk away unwanted duty that came up. They never stayed long, though. At first, they would try to nap, but complained of angry, violent dreams. Arguments would break out, and even a few fist fights occurred over the most trivial of things. People would enter the best of friends, but leave angry, sad, or depressed. A few of us were sitting around talking when one of them, who had entered in the best of moods, suddenly became upset about something and jumped at me, getting me into a chokehold that took the other two with him to release me from. Later, he apologized and said he had no idea what had come over him. Another time, my best friend was napping while I read a book when he suddenly sat up, looked off into space, and said, "I can't take this anymore," leaving abruptly with no explanation. He never stayed in that room again for more than a few minutes at a time. Feelings of dread, depression, and anger were only highlighted by noises that came from the room. I cannot count the number of times a sergeant who lived in the room next to me would come banging on my door, telling me to turn down my music or the TV. The problem was, I was a very quiet person, only listening to music on my headphones, and on rare occasions, I would watch TV, keeping it down to a low volume. Numerous times, he would complain about loud parties I was having, only to find out that I was alone in my room writing letters or reading when he came in to see what was going on. During this time, I had the use of an acoustic guitar and was writing my own songs. Since there was a lull in traffic out in the hall and most people were away for the weekend, I decided to record a song I had just written to see what it sounded like. I'm a horrible singer, but I wanted to hear how the words flowed with the song, so I turned on the recorder and very quietly strummed out my tune and sang along. I did this a few times until I had it the way I wanted, then listened to what I had. On the recording, I could hear the soft notes of the guitar and my horrible, whispery voice. Suddenly, I began to hear people howling like dogs. I shut the machine off and rewound it. Again, I could hear my feeble attempt at singing and then a chorus of people howling. It sounded as if they were making fun of my lack of musical talent. I was completely embarrassed and decided to wait until later to record my songs when I was completely alone. It did not hit me until later that the hallways in the other rooms were empty at that time, and that upon listening again, the howling was coming from inside the room. And I think he would have heard it. You know, there's a reason it was only picked up on the recording.
But well, I think I'm just disappointed in these guys song shaming him.
The ghosts?
Really? How dare they?
He was just like trying to put a song together.
Well, and you know, the best songwriters are not necessarily great vocalists. You think of all those great people, right? Gordon Lightfoot just passed away. He was not necessarily a great voice, but he was a great songwriter, right? And it worked perfect for his music, or Neil Young and people like that, or Bob Dylan. Don't let those ghosts shame you. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We got enough, you know, enough troubles in this world without ghosts telling us.
I'm going to speak on behalf of this guy. That's probably the last thing he's worried about. Being ghost shamed. Song shamed by ghosts.
Ghost shamed. Poor guy.
Yeah. Okay. The room had to some degree the same effect on me as it did everyone else. And it was easy to see that the mirror was causing it. When I had company, I noticed people would shy away from it. They would sit as far as possible and glance toward it now and then as if to make sure it hadn't moved. The mirror stood out, and although I used it, I didn't like it. I tried to avoid looking at it whenever I came or went, which was nearly impossible since it was so big. Once, after work was over for the day but the sun was still shining bright, I was getting ready to go out. It was the weekend and I was to meet some friends nearby. I'd showered and dressed and was about ready to leave when I remembered something I'd left on the desk. Retrieving it, I went toward the door, quickly checking myself in the mirror. I stopped and looked again. I still have a hard time believing what I saw. There, in front of my own reflection, was the clear image of a human arm. It was tan and slightly dirty looking, stretched out as if to shake someone's hand. There was no body or blood on anything, just an arm from the shoulder to the fingers.
So just, no body attached. It's just a floating
looks like
arm.
An arm reaching out like it's going to shake his hand.
Ooh. Oh, at him?
Oh,
it must have been pointing.
It was stretched out as if to shake someone's hand. So if he's looking into the mirror...
Just got the vision in my head from that. Oh, my God.
Which is almost creepier than seeing someone look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be really creepy, too, now that I said that out loud.
Okay, all right. That would have been, yeah. But still, okay. This just...
Super creepy. I'm unsure as to how long I stood there staring at it, a full 30 seconds at least, before it quickly faded away. It seemed as if I was in a trance the whole time, just looking at what should not be there. I couldn't move or even really comprehend what I was seeing once it was gone, though I came to feeling cold and as if I was going to faint. I bolted for the door. Not quite sure what to make of all of this, I went ahead and met my friends, feeling strange and confused, but said nothing. I mean, really, what are you going to say? Hey, y'all. So I looked at myself in the mirror before I left, and this arm reached out. But maybe his friends would believe him, because they obviously are picking up on creepy things, too. So he said, I needed more time to think about it. Soon after, the friend who had me in the chokehold was promoted and moved in with me. It took a week, but he finally said what everyone else had been thinking. He told me he couldn't stand the mirror and refused to stay another night in the room if it was not removed from the wall. He couldn't pinpoint one exact thing, but said the mirror exuded a strong sense of, well, evil. Hearing this, I blurted out my own story about what I had seen, and we both agreed to do something. There really wasn't any place to store the thing, and when we tried to toss it out, we were told by an anal superior that we couldn't dispose of government property without proper permission and put it back in the room. Yes, he kept checking to see if we did.
Oh, no.
So we took it off the wall, wrapped it in a heavy blanket, and placed it behind the refrigerator with a glass facing the wall. This sounds silly, but it worked. After that, there were no more bad dreams or fights to deal with, and things were noticeably better, as if someone had turned on a switch and all the darkness fell away. We had one more room inspection before leaving Okinawa and returning to the States, so we cleaned everything up, but forgot to place the mirror back on the wall. The officer giving the inspection was a friendly, easygoing lieutenant, and he gave us only one bad mark, the wrapped-up mirror behind our fridge. When he asked why it was like that, my roommate, much to my embarrassment, told him the whole story. The lieutenant listened, nodded, and ordered us to unwrap the mirror. He looked at it, nodded again, crossed off the one bad mark he had written down, and said, "Wrap it back up. It looks better that way." We did just that, leaving it covered up for the next tenants to find. End of story. So definitely is the mirror, right?
Oh, yeah, it's because the mirror. They wrapped
it up, they put it facing a wall, and they could feel the energy in the room just change.
Like you said, mirrors are intrinsically creepy anyway, I think. But you know when you feel something and you're just scared to look in the mirror because you're afraid you're going to see something else behind you or, you know, around you. Like, what do you think? Something's
I Googled it, and they said that a mirror can be a portal.
Okay.
So maybe it was. Because it was a portal to some dark place, because everybody was feeling really, I mean, they were attacking each other.
Do you think that hand reaching out was trying to take him?
I don't know. But he said he felt like he was in a trance.
I mean, it feels like that, you know, he said like as if to shake your hand, like, or maybe clasp it and grab it and pull you in.
Yeah. That's like right off of the Twilight Zone episode.
That's what I think. Hey, I was thinking about that. He kind of went into that trance and then was just woke up and was super cold. You know how you get that icy cold? Do you think that there's something that happens? Because I know that you've been doing a lot of research on this, where if you're touched, I mean, physically touched by something, that it opens up that cold in your body like that?
I personally think that it's the energy of what it is that touched you. So if it was like some little girl reached over and grabbed your leg. Because I've talked to lots of people that have been touched and pushed in different things, but I think it's whatever the energy is. If it's a dark negative energy, then that's where I think the cold thing comes in. My own opinion. Whether I'm right or wrong, who knows? I was talking to this guy the other night about an investigation he was doing, and a little girl, or there's a couple guys actually I've talked to recently where children have come up and grabbed their leg and they can tell it's a child, because I'm like, that would scare the shit out of me. They're like, you know, but it feels like a kid coming up and kind of giving you a hug around your leg. So neither of them felt like that was anything negative, and neither of them mentioned that feeling cold. Mm-hmm. It always seems like when somebody says it's that chill goes mm-hmm. through them, that it's a negative thing. It's a dark energy.
Well, and it's just an ice cold. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like all the blood in your body just goes cold.
Now, I am surprised that he didn't take the mirror off the wall before he did. Because it kind of seems like, mm-hmm. okay, you know, my buddies are coming over to my place. They're fighting. They're having violent, horrible dreams when they take naps here. My best friend, like, put me in a chokehold and doesn't know why.
But would you just associate that with the mirror?
But he didn't like the mirror the whole time.
Well, true.
He got bad vibes right off the bat. Go with your gut.
But I think, you know, you think, oh, it's just me, you know. You're just, oh, right, I'm just, yeah. We do that really bad. We just go, no, no, I'm fine. It's fine.
It's not just, the mirror. You know,
yeah, it's just me thinking scary things that, you know, I'm just making things up or whatever. You know, how we rationalize it out and, you know, try to put logic to it where there is none. That hand thing has got me going.
Well, nobody really, when you walk into your new place, thinks the wall and the mirror is a portal to hell.
Right, true.
You know.
Like, you're just happy to have your own room.
Right. Like, oh right. My God.
No wonder he got his own room. Nobody else wanted it. Then yeah. He finally figured out why. They were like, that creepy mirror up there. Nobody wants this room.
That was just creepy. My gosh. That was a really, creepy
that one. That was a creepy one.
I told you that one was creepy.
I'm going to have a hard time brushing my teeth tonight.
I wish you all the best with that. Not tonight, right. Satan.
Toothbrush ghost.
If you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.